Jeremiah 6, yanini mwafazi 6, sasa exe.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to the Women's Round Table. I'm Marvelous Mislanga Nyahuye, this Thursday, January the 20th, 2022, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga. Speaking of the COVID pandemic, that's one of the one of the topics we'll be touching today, seeing that COVID is impacting on almost everything done by women and other groups. And as of yesterday, the Minister of Health says Zimbabwe had 226,887 confirmed cases, including some recoveries, of course, and 5,266 deaths. And we see that a total of 4.2 million people have been vaccinated against COVID-19, which the government is always strongly advising people to do to curb the spread of the virus.
Yes, sir. We also see that the government was aiming to vaccinate 10 million people for it to reach herd immunity, but this seems to be elusive at the beginning or at the end of last year, so they are still chasing that target. But tonight, we are lucky enough, we're going to be having some guests that are coming in to discuss with us their plans for 2022. They're involved in development issues in Zimbabwe. But before we go there, sir, I've got a very interesting video that I would like to share regarding a school that was started in one of the African countries to educate men on how to love women. So let's take a listen to what is being said.
Before marriage is not always an easy one, but an initiative set up in Burkina Faso by the Sahel Women's Empowerment and Demographic Dividend, SWED, aims to make it less difficult. Yeli Owigo, who is married to Kwame Zupoka, attended so-called husband schools organized by SWED to help him become a better spouse.
Before taking part in the classes, life as a couple was not easy. I used to think that women and men don't have much in common when it comes to problems with family life. After the classes, we understood that we can complement and help each other.
Burkina Faso is a male-dominated society, but the schools use a variety of teaching techniques, including role plays, to help the men understand the needs of their wives and how to meet them, for example, helping with housework. They also teach the men about women's rights, family planning, health and hygiene, and they are encouraged to include women in making family decisions too. The coordinator of the project in this area of Burkina Faso says the classes have made a big difference to women in the community.
There are even men who have attended the childbirth of their wives, which is part of assuming responsibility for the care of the children by the men. For the men in the village who weren't able to participate in the husband schools, those who did have become role models.
Although these are the first schools of their kind in Burkina Faso, similar projects have already been implemented in countries like South Africa and Niger. The United Nations says they can help reduce incidents of domestic violence, and they are also about
the acknowledgement that gender equality is not just about women and girls. Gender equality is about everybody,
including men and boys. Asked if cotton schools should be beneficial in countries outside Africa, where statistically gender equality is better than Burkina Faso, Wageni replied,
So this is a good idea that can be replicated and even scaled up in other parts of the world, including those countries that feel that they have made a lot of gains.
Zupoka, meanwhile, says the classes have made her husband much more helpful and considerate.
The love between my husband and me is growing. Now, when my husband goes to the market, he brings me back little gifts, something he didn't do before. So I am very, very satisfied.
The national coordinator of the Husband Schools project says it's been a resounding success and is going to be expanded to other parts of the country. The second phase of the project is due to start later this year. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Yako, Burkina Faso.
very interesting concept there coming from Burkina Faso, where they're saying that they have started husband schools, but it would be interesting to see if something like this can work in Zimbabwe. What's your thought before we open it up to our guests later on?
Yes, very interesting indeed. Marvelous. Kulabo ke abasanda ukusixhuma lapha ke ku Studio 7 Live Talk ephathelane labesifazana. Besibona lapho ke umfanekiso owelizweni leBurkina Faso kuthiwa bafundisa abesilisa ukuthi bengathanda njani abesifazana. Babatshela ukuthi lenze lokho lalokho. Ngakho ke sizezwa ke abahlonitshwa bethu lapho ukuthi bona bakubona njani. Iyadingeka yini imfundiso enjalo kumbe kumele kuzivelele emntwini ukuthi aphathe njani omunye wakhe. Yikho ke lokho esiyabe sikukhangela nokunye, kodwa ke sikhangela ke nokuphathelane nomkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Sinazelela ukuthi ke ugatsha olubona lukahulumende ke olubona ngezempilakahle luthi lona selukhe umkhuhlane lo waqalisayo abantu abedlula izigidi ezine, 4.2 million, sebahlatshwa ijekiseni yokwenqabela lo mkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Njalo amanani alabo abahlaselwa yileli gcikwane ayilokhu esehla. Izolo nje wodwa sibone i-427 yamakhulu amane phela lamashumi amabili nasikhombisa behlaselwa yileli gcikwane, kwathi ke kwabhubha abayisifica minwembili. Ye, khona kuyadanisa ukuthi bakhona abalokho bebulawa umkhuhlane lo, kodwa laba abakhangela izinombolo bathi inani leli liyehla. Njalo siyabe sinabahlonitshwa bethu abasitshela ngenhlelo ezithiyeneyo zabesifazana. Kukanti silo Victress Mathutu owenhlanganiso yeZim iMbokodo. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu, Nkosazana Mathutu. Yes, sibonile lapha umfanekiso ophumileyo weBurkina Faso. Yebo, ubone ngani abantu bengafundisa ukuthi liphathane so ezindlini kumbe hayi umotshe isikhathi nje.
Ngibonile izinto zaseBurkina Faso ukuthi lisalele lezikolo zokufundisa abesilisa ukuthi baphathane abesifazane. Kona angithi singasho ukuthi ukuphatha umuntu wesifazane kodwa umuntu wesilisa umuntu wesilisa kumele kube natural. But again masithola ukuthi matholakala izikole ezinjengalezi noba kunjalo kunatural kodwa kube kungani kuyamotivethwa kancane yabo. Kunokuthi nxa bengaye ezikolweni mhlawumbe kunatural kodwa kukhona ukuthi kukhona okunye ukuthi umuntu kufakelele kancane nje kuvuseleni ukuthi noba ukuthi umuntu wesilisa kumele amphathe kahle umuntu wesifazane. Kodwa nxa sokuyela lasesikolo ngicabanga ukuthi kuzoyenza umehluko omkhulu ongangokuthi kuningi ukuzimele kufundisa obaba mhlambe kwana bazitshela ukuthi hhayi lokhu kulungile nxa bekwenza, kodwa nxa sebefundiswa abehlangana labanye bakubayenza isifundiso ezindalo bazothola ukuthi mhlambe lokhu kade bekwenza isikolo vele noma ifunda singaqongeumntwana esikoleni usinothi ukuthi uthi umntwana vele yena akulanto ayaziyo kodwa ukuthi uyehlakulela lokhana ulwazi so lalolokhu kuyihlakulela nje lokho ulwazi labesilisa abalalo ngokuthatha kobantu besifazane okuyinto enhle kakhulu esifisa ukubona kusenzeka lasezimbabwe ukuze sibone baba besezimbabwe befundiswa ukuthi befundiswa babathathe njani omama mhlambe labo-CPV bona laba aba babefundisa ukuthi umuntu wesifazane kasaya ngendaba yokuthi kuloukhala sithi hayi singathaba besifazane kodwa nxa sekule sikole esibafundisa ukuthi kungani kungamelanga lithaba abantu besifazane.
Yeah, very interesting view there. If you can also briefly tell us in English what you think of the video and whether you think it's worth it to teach people how to treat each other formally.
It's worth a try. If we can start doing it, let's just watch and see what happens. If men there in Burkina Faso just go to those schools and they come back with positive minds, then let's all adopt it. Let all the countries adopt that thing that they can to school, like in Zimbabwe, for instance. If they can have some men can do it and come back with positive minds, why not Zimbabwe men? Let's try it. Let's just see how it goes there. Then let's enforce it. Let's try to see those schools being started in Zimbabwe, where men will go there and learn how to keep their wives, how to keep any woman. regardless of it being if your sister, your mother, but if a man is taught how to treat a woman, then I think they know how to behave to treat women nicely, but it has to be cultivated. There must be some enhancement so that they can maybe do it better than the way they're doing it now. Sending them to girls' school does not mean they don't know how to treat women. It's just to keep them together, I think. Because if now we say, okay, the GBV, men, you mustn't abuse women.
Mm-hmm.
We just talk about it. Maybe they don't even have any idea why they are not supposed to treat women like that. But if they go to school and learn, it might make a big difference. It's worth a try.
Thank you so much. They were hearing from Beatrice Matutu, who is in South Africa. Pano pachirongwa chedu chemadzimai nhasi nemusiwechina January 20, 2022. Nhasi tichange tiri kutarisa isu nyaya yedenda rechirwere checovid-19. Tichitarisa zvakare mabasa ari kubatwa nemadzimai kunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana. Tichitarisawo zvakare nyaya idzodzi dzerudo panguva ino yecovid-19. Saka apo tanga tiri kubva kuona vhidhiyo yanga iri kutaura iyo kuti kunyika yeBurkina Faso kune chikoro chakatangwa chinodzidzisa varume kuti vanodanana sei nemadzimai avo. Saka tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kune vanyarikani vedu vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti ivo vanofunga sei zviri kuitika izvi. Zvingashanda here muZimbabwe? Aiwa, regai tibvatatarisa isu mamiriro akaita denda iri recovid-19. Tinoona kuti pari zvino pane vanhu 4.2 million vawanikwa ivo vachibayiwa ivo nhomba yecovid-19. Uyezve nyika yakatarisira kuti ibaye vanhu vanosvika 10 million nhomba iyi yecovid-19. Saka tichange tiri kudzeya izvozvo uyezve tichitarisa isu zviri kuitika munzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana. Asi nhasi ndine mufaro mukuru, handine munyarikane ipo pano vauya pano kuti timbowanikwa tichizeya pamusoro penyaya dzatanga tiri kuona idzi, nyaya dzerudo, nyaya dzekuti madzimai angachengetedzeke sei panguva ino yecovid-19. Tinomuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu amai Gunguo. Tsanangurei kune vanhu kuti ndiniani uyezve kuti munobata mabasa api.
Aiwa, tinotenda chose nekutikoka. Zita rangu ndinonzi Mai Gunguo, Pastor Lucia Gunguo. I'm a motivational speaker. I'm a family therapist. Saka ndo mabasa iwaya tinoita ekutaura nevanhu tichibatsirana, tichikurudzirana, tichionesana kuti upenyu tingahufambisa sei kuti zvinhu zvitirerukire.
Saka tiri kubva kuona apo mufanakiso tichinzwa zvakare kuti kunyika yeBurkina Faso varume vane chikoro chavari kutowanikwa ivo vachipiwa mukana wokuti vaende chekudzidzira kuti vanoda sei madzimai. Ndoziva kuti mii ndiwo nyaya yenyu yekutaura nezverudo. Munoona sei zvingashanda here muZimbabwe?
Hongu zvinoshanda. Unfortunately handaukwanisa kuona vhidhiyo bhozi ranga risiri kubuda kusaidi kwangu.
Okay.
But ndoda kutaura kuti ini ndinofunga kuti itori nyaya yakasarira kumashure. Nyaya inoda kutogadziriswa nekukurumidza. Handizivi hangu tiri kubva kuBurkina Faso vari kuzvifambisa sei. Asi ndongandichitaura vanhu kuti ukaona murume wokuti iye achitokura ari mukomana haana kana kutombochengeta huku kuti azive zvake kuti huku ikanga yarwara inopuwa gavakava ichipora. Haana chaakamboita kana kungodyarawo muti chero unovava zvavo wemulemoni waakachengeta kunzi muti wangu hauna kuoma nezuva. Then munhu iyeye mozongomuti mamupa mukadzi kuti achichengeta mukadzi. Handisi kuona zvichifamba. Saka vanoda kudzidziswa. Nyaya iri pakuti vodzidziswa chii chacho. Nekuti kana main focus ikangoenda pakuti ngavadzidziswe nyaya dzebonde, ngavadzidziswe kuti mukadzi anobatwa sei, izvozvo hazvisina. Ndiri kutaura maresponsibilities ari key. Ndiri kutaura nyaya dzeprotection. Murume anoziva kuti mudzimai anoprotektwa. Murume anoziva kuti provision ndinofanira kuprovida for my family. Those critical things ndiri kufunga kuti shuwa varume ngavadzidziswa. Nekuti for a very long time tafokasa on madzimai. Ende rimwe dambudziko ratinotorina rudzo rwekuti kana ari mwana wemusikanaka tiri kumutangirira kubvira achiri kuprimary. Tatomutengera zvimudhori, tamutengera zvinhu zvemahumbwe, tamudzidzisa zvaanofanira kuita kubvira achiri kachete chaiko. Anotozara onororwa mwana aita mahungu ari kuziva kuti ndinobika mapoto, ndinodai, ndinobika sei kadza. But murume uyu haana ari kumuudza. Ende varume vachona vakawanda ndivekuti kana vamupa chino zikanwa hapana kuvhara majoma window security pamusha iye ndiye anotonotanga kurara mai vachakasvinura mai ndo vanozonhonga nhonga matemo panze baba vacho okuridza ngonono motikari chaidzo dzinodzaibwa idzi vamwe pana baba mota dzadzwa nekutsva maengine havazierana kungochekawo mvura zvayo nekuti vakajaidzwa vachikura vachiitirwa zvese namamai vavo saka ini ndinobvumirana nazvo kuti murume ngaadzidziswe but main focus yekudzidzisa let's focus on issues of protection let's focus on issues of provision so that vanogona kuve vanhu vari responsible kuchengeta mumwe munhu anofema saiyi
Maybe let's go into English. If you can just tell us, what plans do you have for this coming year? Do you have any platforms that you are using to also connect with women and to also just incentivize them and not to give up, especially during this pandemic?
Thank you very much. This year, one of my plans, especially for me, I'm doing my law degree at the moment, so my main focus is on my studies. And I'm encouraging women to empower themselves. Empowering yourself, developing yourself. If it means education, if it means going back to school, if it means rewriting your own level, start there, start small, climb the ladder. Make sure you have empowered yourself. And I know there are some women who say, okay, when it comes to academic, maybe I'm not that good. But you can also do a course. Maybe it's a course of baking cakes or maybe sewing. Whatever that you think you are good at least put some value on you. We are having a challenge where women who are in marriages, even that are abusive, sometimes they are failing to make decisions to walk out of that abusive marriage because they are not empowered. They don't have any source of income. So this is what we are saying to women. Please, 2022, may you take time to focus on yourself. For some of us, we have spent, like, for example, myself, I've been working with children, orphans for the past 20 years. And my main focus was on those children that I've been working with. My main focus was on my children as well. But for this year, 2022, it's my year. I am focusing on myself, making streams of income, making sure that I advance my education so that I position myself strategically and I'll be useful and, to my family.
But some women will say, where do I start? Don't hang it apart. And you're not going to start. Munga tichi iku neva nengi wakada.
Sata isha ikwe, smart, sata imbo isha ikwe, tinefe kutangira. Dingati musociety tinima zimai, akasiana siana, kubwa kuma background, akadini, akasiana siana. Dino gana nchishora ni mama zimai okuti, ukamuona anjitika. Ia nenga achichema kuti, inina anjina mari, anjina pe kutangira. Asi ukamuona achichinja ni samawizi mumusoro, ano chodarika na igungu wa ne kampani yavo. Sondo rimwe nerimwe achinja saira ane imwe achinja saira saka ini nofunga kuti munhu wega wega pa level yandiri ndine pekutangira kana uri mudzimai uchitombosiyirwa kana dhora rechingwa nababa ko ukazvitsanyira zvako 1 week yako majora ako aya waunganidza wane $5 yako yawakatora pamari yechingwa nemazai kupera kwesvondo wakuhodha maputi ako wakuhodha maearings ako wakwana pekutangira Mumwe anoti handina pekutangira asi ukamuona akapfeka gogwa unosaya kuti kobhusi vanoyafodha kusvika apa kokutora hako kadzimwe hembe dzako mbiri nhatu dzaunoona kuti dzichiri kuonekera woti asi kana ndiri kutengesa hembe dzangu mbiri idzi wareiza $10 yako waenda vanotenda kapaketi kako kemachokoreti unonyatsona kuti zvinokufambira currently like I said kuti ndiri kuinvest on Zimbabwe where I'm studying degree rangu relaw ndinoona vanasikana ndaitaura nevanasikana tichitanga degree ndichiti hakuna haisinyaye kungoya kuchikoro tenga tumachokoreti tenga maputi tenga chinyi muone matenderwa zvinoitwa kuti vanhu vakangoungana chechi munhu akangotarisa tsi akaona switi akuda kutoisvisvina saka chero iri mari shoma yaunoverenda at the end of the day ingava $2 ingava $5 at least count money before you sleep usazvitendera kurara usina kunamata number one uye usina kuverenga mari ukangoona munhu wemukadzi wese anoti kana akurara anonamata otopinda mumagubhezi mari hauna yawamboverenga aiwa ndiwo urombo huri kuuya ihwohwo saka munhu ramba izvozvo tanga nezvidiki zvaunazvo unokura uchiinda mberi
thank you so much there my gunguo so I just after that a lot of women say that they want to start business but they don't have anywhere to start and maybe just respond to that quickly before I drop you and we put up a picture What's your word to those women that are sitting there thinking, where can I start? I don't have any money to start.
So I'm thinking, we all come from different backgrounds, right? We are all in different classes. Sometimes our resources, for those who do not have resources, maybe you don't have money to start a big business. Start small, start small. If it takes you to fast for that whole week, you know, save the $1 for bread that your husband is giving, you know, at least even if you have got $5, you can buy a packet of Maputi and you can sell those sweets. You can sell, you know, sell those maybe bananas or fruits. So my take is start small. Start with things that you can afford. At least at the end of the day, be able to count that $1. The $2 will count. So don't want to start big. Start from your level. At least everyone of us, we know our level. Let's adjust and start small. Let's do things according to our level. That way, no one will cry and say, I do not have capital. If it means selling one or two of your pairs of shoes, because I've seen women who have attendance, you hear them crying, I don't have capital. But when you count the number of handbags they have, when you look at the number of shoes they have, when you look at how many hairstyles they change within a month, within a week, they have changed different hairstyles, but they will still be crying, I don't have capital. There's no money that is going to come and it's labeled capital. Change the way you spend. Save that $1. Start small and you will get somewhere.
Thank you so much, Pastor Lucia Gungo. Please stay with us. Let me hand over now to Star. You just heard there what Pastor Gungo is saying. You can go ahead.
Yes, I want to marvel at the purposes again on Fundisi, Lucia Gungo again. Esiqhathelana lamabhizinisi abesifazane baxwayisa ukuthi hayi abagcini imali beqokelele imali ukwenzela ukuthi benelise ukuthi beqalise amabhizinisi abo bengatshoni bethenga lokhu lalokhu yabo ikhala ngokuthi abalamali. Interesting, Victress Matutu, one of you also have projects. I saw from your description of your company that you also help women start businesses. Were you able to carry on with this initiative or you have abandoned it, and what are the challenges?
I must say, unlike the pastor there, who is doing it solo, I do it with the organization. Like you said, I'm from the Zilin Bogodo. As you said, one of the aims of the Zilin Bogodo, the main aim is to empower women. Empowering women is just like we want to give women, we give them food, clothes, or pay rent for them, what? It's just empowering them so that they can do things for themselves. The main aim was to do that. I think everyone will understand that we are not in our country. We are in South Africa, where every Zimbabwean is a foreigner. Operating here as an organization hasn't been easy. A lot of our aims and objectives, we haven't carried them out because it's not easy to operate as we've been in both and people operating in South Africa. Yes, empowering women is one of our aims. We are trying here and there to help the women, to empower them with whatever we have. Let me talk about the businesses that we empower women to do, the businesses that they do. What we did when we started the Zilin Bogodo was to say, okay, every member of this organization, besides working, must have a side hustle. Every member of this organization must have a side hustle. We know you are working for a 9-to-5 job or a 6-to-6 job, but you need to have a side hustle. You need to sell something. Besides going to work, you need to have something that will bring some money without you waiting for the salary or your wage. So we encourage women that everyone in this group must have a side hustle. You will either sell paperware, you will either sell Avon, you will either, maybe loan money to people or whatever that will give you some cash besides your salary. So that was trying to say to women, it's not all about going to work. You can still survive without working. We can still survive to put work for someone and just have your own business. So by saying women must have their side hustles, we're trying to just tell them that sometimes you can lose a job. Losing a job, the job being in South Africa for women are not guaranteed. Like you can see what's happening here now. Some political parties are going to restaurants and stuff. So the jobs are not guaranteed. You cannot rely on your job alone. You are working, okay, that's fine, but you cannot rely on a job alone. So what we are doing, even now, we still do that. We need all women to make side hustle. It's not that you're saying, work double. Yes, it's possible. You can work double. But the main thing is for you to have something that will sustain you with a husband or without, with a job or without. So businesses, small businesses, like you can sell babies, you can sell clothes, you can sell whatever. But what we want is for you as a woman to have a side hustle that will sustain you even after, even if you are divorced today. You don't have to say, oh my God, I divorced, what am I going to do? No, that's okay, you are divorced. If you are living in a marriage, and tomorrow you go on and do whatever you are doing to bring food on the table and keep in the house.
Yes, but is that easy on women? Is it easy to start a side hustle? Or they have maybe children to look after, or they don't have capital, or what do you think on the women?
Easy. There is nothing that comes easy. Even those people with a lot of money, they still find things difficult. So if we sit down and say, I'm finding a capital to start my own business, it's not easy, it's difficult, and then I'm going to sit down. Then you have a lot of women sitting down doing nothing. So, like, if you find that woman and you just think, okay, I need to do something. As an organization, we are here for women to come and to us and say, okay, I've sat down and thought this is what I want to do. Then the organization then comes to you and says, okay, if you want to do this, we cannot give you whatever, but we are not in the position to give you capital to start whatever you want to start. But as an organization, we can channel you to the right direction. Tell you that, okay, if you want to do this, these are the people that can help you. You can do this. Let's talk to you. You want to be a vendor. So for you to be a vendor, you have to go to through this channel. We just channel you to that direction. Oh, okay, you come, okay, I want to go to school. I want to further my education. We just tell you, okay, for you to get the education as an organization, we find out that for you to do this, you have to go through this and this and that. So we're just here to help you with all the information. So you cannot say, I've got nothing, I've got no capital, I don't know where to start. Why we are here to help you, give you advice on how to start whatever you want to start. So as an organization, that is what we are sending for. Whoever wants to come to us and say, okay, I want to do this, we might not be able to give you exactly what you want, but we know we've got the potential to tell you where to go, to get whatever you want.
Yes, you also mentioned that as we speak now, the situation, the atmosphere is tense because of these threats people are getting from South African citizens who say there are many Zimbabweans and other nationalities who are employed in restaurants and other places. And we saw EFF President Julius Malema going from restaurant to restaurant, checking how many foreigners are there. What's the situation like?
I don't want to lie to you. I know a lot of people are very ignorant. They are ignoring what's happening now. But as women, a lot of women are very scared. I don't know about men, but you know women, we are quick to panic. A lot of women are very scared. We've got a lot of women now waiting in restaurants. In those restaurants where the political parties like the Malemas are going to check how many South Africans, how many foreigners are working in a restaurant. That's where our Zimbabwean women are working. A lot of Zimbabwean women are found in restaurants, especially young women. Our youth women are found in restaurants. That's where they are working. So as women, we are just scared. We don't know what's going to happen. Now we're hearing rumors that now they will start going to restaurants. But today, we were just surprised to see Malema did go to a restaurant. And he did have a meeting with the owners of the restaurant. And he was talking about that. And they even said they are 34 foreigners and whatever, 8 or 9 locals who are waiting in the restaurant. So they told the restaurant to fix that. How is the restaurant going to fix that? They're going to return, so they're going to fire all the foreigners to accommodate locals. That's a little lot of us that job. So we're just scared. We don't know what's going to happen. It's not only that one restaurant that they went to that they are going to stop there. Tomorrow they might be in anyone's restaurant. So what happens if they find out that there are a lot of more foreigners than locals that are working there? the foreigners are also going to start panicking and resenting and firing the foreigners to accommodate locals. And they cannot ignore that. The employers are not going to ignore that because it's affecting their business. If they have to hire locals instead of foreigners, then they'll do that because they're affecting their business. And where is that going to leave us?
Mm-hmm. Maybe, sir, before you move there, let's just, I think I had that discussion with Mike Gunguo before we came on the program.
Okay.
Mike Gunguo, what's your view on what we're seeing happening in South Africa that Richard Matutu was just talking about, that a lot of women are scared right now because they don't know what the future holds? What's your view?
You know what? I think anyone who is in a foreign country, you are not secure because you are not in your country. Policies can change anytime and they can affect you. And remember what I was saying before when I said it is the responsibility of a state to look after its own people. And now when the resources are being distributed among the citizens and the many foreigners, to an extent that the citizens, they feel like they are being disadvantaged because of the resources that are now going to foreigners. You know, they will not take that easy. And I think the best thing is, if you have been working in South Africa, maybe you have been saving your money or whatever, come back home, get established at home, start something. You will never be secure as long as you are in a foreign country, because they are going to be doing whatever they feel like doing. Okay, we all know it's a given fact that in most countries, if you are a migrant, an immigrant, your salaries, your remuneration, there is some, you are not paid as you are supposed to be, despite that you are educated. And some of them, they don't even get jobs that are equivalent to their education. So they are always going to be complaining. Things are not going to be enough. The money is not going to be enough. And the best way is, my encouragement is, let people come back to their country. Find something to do in your own country, because that's your own security. Yes, I know people can argue and say that there is poverty in our country, or maybe we don't have anything to do in our country. Any other country, whether they are well established like South Africa, but the citizens will not take it lightly to see that resources that are meant for them are now being spent on other people. Because I was sharing with Marvelous and I said, you know what? That is the same thing that we had in Britain. When Britain was now complaining to say, in our European Union, see all these poor countries that are coming to, you know, to Britain, and resources or maybe taxes that we are paying are now being enjoyed by people who never invested in those taxes. So it is going to be, it will remain a problem. I don't see this thing getting solved anytime. The only best way is, let's come back home, let's find something to do in our own countries, and let's encourage our governments to, you know, create a conducive environment for us in our own countries. Otherwise, as long as you're a foreigner, policies will change anytime and you will never be secure.
Interesting. What's your take on that, Ms. Matutu? Is it easy to come back home?
I can say yes, we need to go back home, but it's not that easy. It's not that easy. If we look at the situation at home right now, it's not even giving a room for everyone to come back. We all want to come back. I can tell you right now that it's not easy being a foreigner, like the pastor is saying it. It's not easy being a foreigner. Not even being a Zimbabwean in South Africa. But we don't have a choice. We just want to suffer here. Because you know what we suffer from here is the fear of the unknown. Because we don't know what will happen if we go back home.
Yes. I mean, that's what about the talks amongst yourselves? That are you encouraging your group members as community leaders? Are you encouraging people to go home? Or what are they telling you? What are you finding out?
I can tell you that just before I came here, we were busy talking on our WhatsApp group chat about this. A lot of women are very scared. Some of them want to go back home, Some just say we don't know what we'll go back home and do because some of people have been here for more than 20 years. They have got children here. When they go back home, they'll have to start afresh. So not so if everyone is willing to go back home because of the situation. Okay.
Yeah, can I come in? Michael, can I call you? I think, you know, it's a catch-22 situation is what Beatrice Matutu is saying, because some have been there for the rest of their adult years, so they are thinking, okay, if I go home, where do I start? You can come in, Michael.
Okay. So this is my issue. You are running away from a country where you think, where you are saying things are not okay. The wealth of my children is not okay. I need to go to a better country where I can get better resources, right? So, in those 20 years that you are in that foreign country, do something. Develop yourself. I can tell you there are people who have been in foreign countries, and when they got there, all they did is look for a job. They never developed themselves. So, my encouragement is, yes, you are in a foreign country, and if you have plans to come back, by the time you come back, because we are here in Zimbabwe, we are not just seated. We are improving ourselves. We are going back to school. And for sure, when you come back, you feel like you don't fit. Because as you are in that foreign country, you are just seated. You are not improving yourself. So my encouragement is, let organizations that are working with Zimbabweans start encouraging them to say, as you are here, things are not stagnant back in your country. Because I don't want to lie. Yes, things are difficult in Zimbabwe, but we are still here. There are those of us who never went out. Yes, we are managing. I mean, I will not say things are easy. They are difficult. But at least we are now used to the situation. And as you come back, you even feel as if you are a foreigner in your own country. So as you are there, don't just spend. Sometimes when people are in foreign countries, we see them when they come for Christmas. They want to show off to everyone that I'm in South Africa and I have money. But they are not even buying stamps. They are not even investing. When they come back, they don't have anywhere to go. Maybe you don't have enough money to buy a stamp in a city. Go to the outskirts, rural development in offices there. Maybe you go to Dobosawa or you go to Goromonzi. You buy yourself a small stamp, Kanaga Reserve. Build yourself a house. Start small. By the time you come back, unepe kupinda. Because the truth is, when you come back, I am here, I'm staying with my family. Maybe you are my husband's sister, and you are coming back with your children, and you expect me to welcome you. Kutimakoti is very nice. She welcomed us, and she gave us where to stay. No, I'm not going to give you where to stay. You go. Kanaanga utina kuvaka. Itaku musakwa baba na mai unogara ikoko. Because the pauri ku South Africa, muriku jamari ne mutwa. Maita ambira bata, amusku seva, amusku investa. So please, guys, situation in GOYO, in a foreign country, it's not your country. The government is concerned about its people. And you can have a new vacancy. Because, for example, take for example, Mazimbabweans, mamwe. Panimamwe Mazimbabweans, they are clever. Now they already have papers. Pamwate wanaimba ya kugara. But maybe a local South African anaimba. And if each time you have a house, they don't have a house. But the resources are theirs. And the enemy to continue. So let's wake up, invest back home, uchizoka, wanape kupinda. Kwete kudakuzo ya uchita mutoro, pandiri nina kasara Mzimbabwe, ndi chitambura, ndi chiwaka kakicheni kangu, wakudaku yomu katumba kangu imo.
Yes, very interesting there. But you realize that even the government has admitted that the remittances coming from the diaspora community is a lot. Most of the people in the diaspora there, the United Kingdom, South Africa, Botswana, they are the ones who are keeping their relatives alive back home there. So the government really admits to that. I wonder what could happen if they all come back home, if everyone tries entrepreneurship. But over to you, Victor Matutu, what do you say about what the Papa has just said as one of the community leaders there in South Africa?
What I'm saying is that, she's talking about investing and doing stuff like that. Like here, as foreigners, we are exploited. Like you can see that the Malemas are going there and saying the employers are hiring foreigners because they are paying them less. Whatever we're getting from here, I don't want to lie. There are a few people who are say, living here like a good life in South Africa. A lot of us foreigners here, we're not living in South Africa, we're just surviving. We are living like hand to mouth. Then sometimes there is nothing at all. Nothing at all for one to say. You've got nothing to say. We're just getting finished here. It's not like life is good. People think that our people who are living in South Africa, in foreign lands, it's very nice, we are living good. There is no living good here in South Africa. We are exploited, we are being paid less money. The reason why we have these jobs, the employers are employing us here, because we accept those money. And that is making South Africans angry, because they will not take those money. They won't take the small salaries like we do. So the fact that we are taking those small salaries makes us vulnerable. And that also makes us enemies to the South African people. Because instead of saying, okay, I can't take this job, we'll take anything. And taking that anything means you are not going to invest, you are not going to save anything. You're going to live on hand to mouth. There is nothing much that we are getting here. And South Africa is getting more difficult day by day. It's very difficult. It's not easy. There are a lot of people who see people coming from South Africa going to Zimbabwe thinking, oh, now I'm being Zimbabwe. And they are living nice. There is no living nice here. A few people are living nice here, but a lot of people, they are just struggling. Struggling even to survive in South Africa here. We found out you can't even survive here. So what? How are you going to then get a stand or get money to buy something in Zimbabwe? It's very difficult. We are living in a very difficult situation. And I'm talking on behalf of all the women I know. There are a few women I can count and say one, so-and-so, I live nicely in South Africa. But a lot of women that I know are just living from hand to mouth. It's very difficult. For if you talk about saving and investing to them, we just talk in foreign language to them. They don't have nothing to say. Nothing
mm-hmm. to say. I want to talk to you about South Africa, Paris, and I want to talk to you about zvokuti ehe kunyangwe vari kuda zvavo kunge vari kudzokera kumba pamusoro pezvatiri kuona zviri kuitika South Africa uko tiri kuona zvizvarwazve kune dzimwe nyika zvisanganisirwo Zimbabwe zviri kushungurudzwa vamwe havana kana pekutangira nekuti vari kuti ivo unoona kuti zvizvarwazve Zimbabwe zviri kubhadharwa izvo mari shoma kupfuura vagari veimomo South Africa regai timbodzosa Pastor Gungo timbonzwa kuti imi mune zvimwe zvirongwa here zvamunazvo gore rino takanyanya kutarisa mabatsa amunobata imomo muZimbabwe
zvirongwa zvatiinazvo gore rino iri nokuda kwokuti tiri vanhu vambopindana nedambudziko recovid ende tichiri mariri hatisati tabuda mariri ndoziva kuti vanhu zvinhu zvavo zvavanga vanazvo zvakawanda zvakavhiringidzika havasina pekutangira kana kuti vava vanhu vakungotamburawo but tikatanga padiki padiki tichishanda tichidzidzisana mudzimai agone kuisa chekudya patafura zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatiri kubatsirana nazvo tiri kudzidzisana nemadzimai situation kana yaoma kudai pei yacho iri shoma saka pei yacho ngaichirega kuenda inotenga kovho pei yacho ngaichirega kuenda inotenga maonyeni ngaichirega kuenda inotenga madomasi chitora pawakagara panharaunda pako ipapo chidzidzira kurima muriwo tidzira kurima kovho yako madomasi ako maonyeni ako izvozvo ndo zvatiri kudzidzisana nemadzimai because dambudziko recovid rakatidzidzisa kuti self-sustenance is what is very important tenga zvimwe asi zvimwe izvaungatengi zvese zvakafanana nezvatinogona kuzvirimira saka tiri kudzidzisa madzimai kuita zvemagadheni kurima mirivo yavo kana muri kumamusha like kunana mutoko tiri kuvati isusu madomasi taaona munorima madomasi kwamutoko pamwe maketi vamwe havana transport yekuti vanokwanisa kuya kuna naharare vachitengesa madomasi kuti anogona kusva pakuora ngatichifushai madomasi edu tikanga taafusha akaoma toakuya pamberi apo tinovashandisa sepauda asi madomasi tarima vari mumataundi tiri kuvadzidzisa kuti kumusha zviya zvokutaurana kuti kumusha kune varoyi ngatisiyei kana uri muno muHarare haungatenge sadza kupinda muchitoro kuchinotenga hupfu kuti ubike sadza dzokera kumusha uko kwaunofunga kuti kune varoyi nekuti kune vhuririko uzvirimire chibage chako kana vari varora gadzirisa hukama naamwene wopota uchitumira bokisi rako resipo vamwene ndo vakuitira maricho uyai mudyare munda womuroora wangu uyai musakure munda womuroora wangu chiuyai mukohwe munda womuroora wangu saka hauchatenge hupfu hauchatenge dovi nekuti nzungu wakarivisa kumusha kumusha kwacho ikoko unoziva here kuti kukana tiri kumamusha ukabata $30 yako ukabata $40 yako unotenga nguruve yako hadzi nehono kana wadaro wovaka chidanga chako nguruve hadzitani kuberekana kana dzichibereka dziri kuberekana kuma 12-10 ukafunga mari yatinodya muno muHarare vamwe vanokwanisa kumbobata marika anenge achichema kuti ndine nhamo handiti asi mari yaadya weekend one inokwana nguruve mbiri chiinda kumusha vake kadanga kenguruve nguruve ngadzibereke paya paunozoti uri kuenda kumusha kamwe chete pamwedzi uri kuenda kunoti batai mbudzi iyo muurai batai nguruve iyo muurai chindibatireiwo gwairo woisa makula box mako chibage chako apo dovi rako apa waakuuya kuHarare kana une marodhirani ako paruzevha waakurayirwa zvuku zvako saka ndoo zvatiri kudzivisana nemadzimai kuti ikonomi iyi yamunayo yekuti kune kutaundi kune kuruzevha is that the dual economy that was created by the colonizers but otherwise kumusha kunoendwa ende kumusha kunogarika ende kumusha kune upenyu I was counseling this other young couple that are getting married in August this year and they were asking me kuti what do you think about investment mama ndikati I am telling young couples mabata 30,000 yenyu regai kuinda kukuwadzana kunotenga imba wanzwa vachitaura kuti imba yacho yakanaka yakatenderedzwa neslab pane slab ufunge and to them they are so excited about the slab then I'm telling them kuti noga ukationa imba yakatenderedzwa neslab pane nzara tiri kuda imba yakatenderedzwa nevhu so instead of buying a house for $30,000 in kuwadzana if you are a young couple go padombo shawa apo mosanisa 10,000 maakutovaka imba yenyu imwe maakuita maprojects enyu semaprojects andanga ndichitsanangura life will be easy much easier kwete kuti ishoma iyoyo ndo yaurira kuti ikwane zvese and let me just say hapana patichambotarisira kuti tichaona hurumende ichiya ichitiitira some of these things guys ka let's accept reality upenyu unohuronga wega iko zvino izvi ukatarisa maigunguwo vanenge vane 50 years but pamusha pavo maigungu havana kuisa mumango pamusha pavo hapana kana mulemoni zvavo wekuti kana mwana akakosora vanoti ndaakumupa mulemoni hapana muavhu hapana kana chi saka munei oright hatisi kuramba zvinhu zvakaoma but mukuoma kwazvo munei tengai kamuti wedhora uyo wemulemoni motenga muti wemuavho wedhora motenga muti wemumango wedhora moenda monoita heji pamba kana yanguva yemafruits iko zvino inguva yemengo muri kungotemhawo muchidya nevamwe kana ari mabhanana muri kungotemhawo muri muHarare imomo muri kutumirwa zvinhu zvenyu muchidya saka inini I beg to differ yes things are difficult I will not handirambe izvozvo ende zvaita worse nokuda kwecovid but there are things basic things that we should be doing like planting mafruit trees watenga nedhola zvobatsirei kudya 50 US pa weekend muchitenga machikeni nemanandos asi kumusha hauna kana muti wani we now need to start changing the way we think let us not think kuti ugaro hwedu huri kunze ugaro hwedu huri munyika medu ende tiri munyika medu let's start to think wisely kana ndiine kachiposheni kekurima kekumusha ikaako gandiwa rako iroro enda unorima kumusha zvimwe zvese hauchatengi
aiwa tinotenda tinotenda chaizvo uyezve ndisada kunzwa panyaya yemakusoro kuti mune conference yamuinayo tell us about your conference that you're going to be having in February while I bring up our other guests so we can get to the end of our program we've talked about a program that you have
yes.
for men and women tell us about that
yes so we have a couple seminar in Bulawayo on the 26th of November but this is not just targeting couples we also want singles we also want widows we also want anyone who is eligible those who are above 18 and they are in decision making positions women are crying kuno mave my properties when it comes to properties Munari kutari kugara marriage, maybe say for 10, 15 years, ne? One day, ari kutakara cleaning umumba, pari kudai mapepa, ari kuona, kwenga jima yepano, but zitarangu haripo pa imba isi. But for all these years, anga ari makagara, achungo funga kutu things are okay. So, we are going to be touching on issues of issue ma properties in marriage. Kune mame mazimaya anotikana achitambira mari yake, achishanda, like juliku kuruziwa na ama yedu kutitiji shandire. Aka wana mari yake unomu zaastaroti, inini yangu nde yangu, ende mumonomu zaastaroti, murume wangu akati iwewe yako ijika, don't worry, yako ichinos to spend, don't worry about it, buying anything, zichikire mari yako. But we meet those people, now we have to my divorce. Like remember what I said, that I'm now studying law, I'm doing law, and my area of specialty is family law. Saba unuona manje kuti, pameva ita divorce fire. Kwa kuti nuona pastendi emba, zitara mai hapana. Alright. Ngati chifunza yo kuti, vane ereso laka contributor pa imbai. So at least vano wano something imbai chitengekwa. Maka mboenda ere, mabiri jachivaka, havana. Pama pacho maka mboisa wa ereka na mataira hao kana chislabu. No contribution, boss varu zujikira mari yavo. So we want to talk to women to make them realize, kuti, if they are in a marriage, there are critical documents that you need to know. You need to check, is my name on that document? You can't stay in a marriage for 17 years and you have never visited city council just for you to check if your name is there. These are critical issues that we are going to be addressing in Bulawayo.
Thank you so much. Over to you, sir.
Sintu, asikhulumanga kakhulu ngolimi lesintu, Beatrice. Ungasitshela ke ngesiNdebele ukuthi khona ngapho umama unjani. Sesikhangela ukwethuselwa lokho okwenziwa izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezivela ezisebenza kwele South Africa.
Umumo wona awukho muhle. Angithi yabona ukuthi kuma social media ziyakhulumela zonke lezi zinto, abantu abaningi bayethukile. Yebo silaba abantu abathi hayi thina vele kudala sikhe egola, ayikho into engayenzeka ngoba singazi besibophi basiposa vele thina kudala siphila la. Kodwa thina njengabomama asilazi izibindi ezinjalo. Omama balazi izibindi ezinjalo. Omama masicabanga thina ucabanga ukuthi abanye bethu balabantwana. Masicabanga sicabangela abantwana ukuthi njengoba senzeka kanje, uma kungenzeka ukuthi bathiwa hayi sesiqothwa mina ngizophuma abantu bami ngizobafakaza. So abantu bangomama bakhathazele kakhulu. Okokuthi sithole imibuzo nsuku zonke ukuthi manje kuzakwenziwa njani, manje senze njani, le plani esingalenza ukuthi sivikeleke lapha lina njenge-organization. Okwamanje yathasilani iplani esingalenza kwamama bazikile. Bekungenzeka ukuthi mhlawumbe nxa ngingawuthathi le yothi omama bazazinasokuthaa nanko lapha abantu sebeqothwa ngalathi omama sibazale endaweni leyo. Kodwa ngale sikhathi kunzima kuzocala ukuthi mama uzakasazi ma bebuya kuyo ukuthi sizoyenza njani nxa kunje. Like manje kulezi ndawo zokuthi abantu bayazi ukuthi amapemithi abaselawa ufuna kudinyiwa amapemithi. So bayabuza abantu manje senze njani. Konke lokhu lathi sinja silangabi lazi impendulo ezizileyo. Kodwa into engayitsho mfakazi ukuthi abantu bakhathazekile, omama bakhathazeke kakhulu ngendaba leyo. Ngoba nxa kuqothwa abantu ezindaweni ezinjengama-restaurant sokuhamba kufunakala ukuthi babale ukuthi bangaka abavela kwamanye amazwe, bangaka abavela e-South Africa, kuzagcina kuphoqelela ukuthi abaqhashi bethi abantu bonke abavela phandle kwe-South Africa hayi kungcono baphume bengazisasebenza kuqhatshwa abantu bavela e-South Africa. Kunxa sokuqhatha ama-South Africans wodwa thina sizawuyaphi? Abantu bethu omama bethu abavela eZimbabwe basebenza kulawo ma-restaurant bazoyaphi? Sesuka lapha sikwazi ukuthi bazongena mbani owaziyo mhlawumbe kuzangena emakhitshini. Omama abaningi abasezimbabwe bazasebenza emakhitshini. Mhlawumbe kuzayiwa ku-security sector. Abantu abaningi abavela eZimbabwe basebenza kwi-security sector. So wonke umuntu amakhapha phezulu asikwazi ukuthi sasa kuyovuka kwenzekani. Yebo bangaba khona abathi hayi asilandaba, kodwa thina njengabomama indaba silayo.
Ngathi okwakathesi kungabe kwehlukile yini kulokwemnyakeni edluleni? Siyabona ukuthi asikho kwakuqala kusenzeka lo. Ungathi okwakhathesi kwehlukile yini, kukhona okunye okwenza kwethuse ngamandla?
Yazi ukuthi ukuqala okwakusenzeka sike sabona i-xenophobia ka-2008 ngicabanga ukuthi uyayikhumbula. Bekungabantu akade bephuma nje beganga beshaya abantu bokufika, tshisa abantu bokufika. Kodwa yokungangenanga kwaze kwangena ngathi emsebenzini. Lapho sesibona khona manje amabandla ka-political parties eseyiwa sengenela izinto ezinjalo. kunzima nqaso kuzathi ingelelo ngabasocial justice ayiwe asibheke ukuthi ngabe ayasizikela njengabantu bokufika nqaso ingelela wona ephinde isupportana labantu laba ababazebezami then akufani khona ngingatho ngikakhulu ukuthi akusafanani kuqala bekungabantu kade beganga nje bekhaya abantu bethini bebengadini emsebenzini into leyo siyibonile isenzeka ema-trakini isikhumule manje ema-trakini singene ngapho ema-restaurant asikwazi ukuthi yaphi njalo ayifani lalei zenefoti yesiyijayileyo akula muntu othayiwayo kodwa kukhitha abantu emsebenzini kuba abantu ababuyela emakhaya wabo asikazothiwa umuntu uthayile kodwa laphela sizathi hhayi bazosithaya kuzadlula bangasithaya bazabotha but now ngubani ozobabopha ngoba la maphathi labona amabandla ezombusazi asengenele umkhankaso wakhona
Yes, kuluma ababandla ezombusazwe lithini ngokungenela kwe-EFF. Siyabona ukuthi ensukwini ezedluleyo umnumzana Julius Malema umkhokhelo walelo bandla wayeyanje ukuthi athi hayi bonke abantu be-Afrika balobuhlobo bahlobene kodwa kathesi laye ngani usengena kwabanye abathi hayi akuqhatshwa kwala.
Eyi umuntu lale phenduka sonke umanzia esefulithuni ethukileyo. Iwusimangele ngoba besiloko sithi hayi kungcono uMalema usehlangothini lwethu uyazi ukuthi wonke umuntu ose-Afrika i-Afrika neyakhe kodwa maye ngethuni ehlukileyo kuyasimangaza kakhulu njalo kuyasibonisa ukuthi sesimisodwa manje akusela ngithi lo yedwa esingathi limbisa ehlangothini lethu uyasisapota nxa la esengomunye okhala ngokuthi hayi sengoye oqala futhi ngokuya kulawo ma-restaurant ayefuna inani labantu abangavela phandle nabantu abavela e-South Africa ebese ukhalele kwamanye amabandla hhayi sebandleni le-EFF mina njenganiminje kusizwe ukuthi kanti wavuka namhlanje inyoni sikhale ukuthi sibeke kanjani ngoba thina simanje esiyivikelayo loba nje ukuyenza kwakhona esekwenza yabona ukuthi usengami yakusisapota ngesiza usewenza ukuthi hhayi asikokuhlahlela lokufika kodwa kukhangela ukuthi lama-South Africans lawa ayabhekelela lapha emsebenzini kodwa nje vele besingakubhekelanga ukuthi sibele ku-EFF ikakhulu kuye uzia
Yeah, sesikhangela-ke ukuthi kungenzakalani abantu bengalahlekelwa imisebenzi lapho sikhanya ukuthi iningi vele ligcine abantwana ekhaya nabazali ngama-features.
Uyayibona nje ukuthi kuthiwa ngesilungu disaster in the making ngoba nxa sisuka sonke lapha kuthiwe sibuyele ekhaya kumbe noba singabuyelanga ekhaya singasasebenzi kwenzakalani ngabantwa bethu labazali bethu esibajileyo abasekhaya futhi bazobulawa yindlala singaze sisele eSouth Africa nxa imisebenzi isiselele kuyile sizakwenza singasasebenzi. Lathi khona pasikele sizodlala sibe ngani so yena le ndlela ayikho right sizovele nxa kuphela imisebenzi nje aku-affecti thina sodwa esila eSouth Africa izimuli zethu ziyo-affecteka okuzilisileyo
yes sir thank you very much the Victress Matutu was talking of the effects of what could happen if they were to lose Zimbabweans were to lose their jobs they especially restaurants and if they from restaurants they're going to the they call them kitchens you know domestic workers that there will be a very you know the ripple effects will mean that many families back home who rely on their children in that diaspora will suffer
yes I think on that note we are really coming to the end of our program if Mike Gungo if you can give us your social media handles where people can follow you and also Victress Matutu before we end this program if you can also share your own handles we'll start with Pastor Gungo
thank you very much those who want to get hold of Mike Gungo go to Mike Gungo's page on Facebook on Facebook what type of Mike Gungo follow my gungu you muchawana ma updates ma programs achinenge chita ipapo then mukaenda futi my gungu pa youtube mo follower a my gungu pa youtube muchaona youtube handle yedu ipapo saka tiri pa facebook mukango chaipa my gungu pa facebook munotiwana uye ne ku youtube ndiko kwatinowanika
mhm picture
mina ngizobuyela uVictress Matutu abantu abafuna ukungilandela they can follow me uVictress Matutu kuFacebook or the alternative is to go to I am a woman Imbokodo on Facebook that's within Imbokodo page on Facebook or you can call us on 073-654-0217 you'll find our marketing department on that number or you can go to Twitter it's Zim_NPO. You can follow us on Twitter there. I think even WhatsApp, we are available on 073-654-0217 or 084-993-6918.
Thank you so very much. We are coming to the end of our program there. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyakwe in Washington.